This week's parsha talks about the first shidduch of Yitzhak Avinu with Rivka. And there are many things that we can learn from this parsha about how a person should look for a shidduch. How should he act when looking for a shidduch? But I'd just like to focus on two small points. The psukim at the beginning of the parasha describe how Avram Avinu sends Eliezer to Haran to find a wife for Yitzchak. What does Eliezer do? It's the very first thing he does when he gets to Haran. He davens. The pasuk says, "Vayomar Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram Hakrin Alafanei Hayom Vaseh Chesed Im Adoni Avram." He davens. He asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya to be matzliach in his mission. He sets forth immediately. That's the very first thing he does, is tefillah. A person who is involved in finding a shidduch, the most important thing, very first step that you have to make, is to daven, to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, that we're dependent on him, and without him we can't be successful. And we find a similar idea at the end of the parasha. Right before Rivka comes, the pasuk says, that Yitzhak Avinu went out to daven in the field. Rashi says lasuach is a lotion of tefillah, lifnos arev. And we know Chazal said that Yitzhak Avinu was misakin tefillas mincha because he davened in the afternoon. But the Balaturim on the pasuk makes reference to a Gemara in Brachas and Avches. Gemara says al zos yispal chosid la'es mitzo. According to the pasuk, what does la'es mitzo mean? The chosid is going to daven la'es mitzo. Zok de gemar la'es mitzo zo isha, shenemer matza isha matza tov. A chosid will daven la'es mitzo, that means when he's looking for a shidduch, when he's looking for the suitable wife, for the wife that's going to bring out the best in him, the wife that's going to enable him to grow to his full potential, the first thing a person has to do is to daven. Yitzhak Avinu understood that message. He didn't just wait patiently. Eliezer went to Haran. The messenger went, the shliach went. He didn't just wait patiently for him to come back to fulfill that mission. But he davened, mistama, not just this day, but every day. Davening, asking for the siyata d'shmaya, that the right shidduch should come. The Gemara says in Psachim and Avkuf Yilches, the koshim mizanosav shal adam ke kriyas yamsav. The parnos is difficult for a person like kriyas yamsav. And the velt asks, what does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu had such a difficult time performing Kriyas Yamsuf. He's a kol yachol. It's not so difficult for him. Is it difficult for him to provide parnasa for each and every individual? Kadosh Baruch Hu has many shluchim, he has many ways to provide for people. So what does the Gemara mean that parnasa shal adam is kosher like Kriyas Yamsuf? The Rashbam there in the Gemara Psachim writes, Nafkamina lemiboy rachami. The Nafkamina is that a person has to ask for mercy. Kadosh Baruch Hu can do anything, but he makes it look difficult. He made Kriyas Yamsuf look difficult, even though it was very easy. It was built into Teva, so to speak. He built it into Teva. But he made it look difficult, so that Bnei Yisrael should cry out to him in tefillah. And he makes Mizanosav Shal Adam appear difficult as well, so that people will cry out, people will realize that they're dependent on him, that they need Siyata Dishmaya to succeed. We all know the Gemara in Sotan that Bey says that Koshe Zivugam Ke Kriyas Yamsuf, that Shiduchim are also as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. Sometimes it really feels that way. But what's the Gemara really telling us? It's really that difficult? That Kadosh Baruch Hu can find any shidduch. He can make shidduchim like nothing. It's the easiest thing for him. So what does it mean? What do Chazal mean when they say Koshes Yivugam Ke Kriyas Yamsuf? The answer is, according to the Rashbam, Nafkeminu Lemibar Rachami. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it look difficult, so people realize that they're dependent on him. They'll reach out and feel him. They'll daven that they should have this yad d'shmaya, that not only should they find a shidduch, but they should find the right shidduch, the one that will be best for them. Nafkamina lemibayi rachem. It's the first important ingredient to finding a shidduch, to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, that we're dependent on him, and that we need his help to be successful. There's another point that we can learn from this week's parasha. That is, in a previous pasuk at the end of the parasha, before it describes Yitzhak Avinu's tefillah, it says, "V'Yitzhak b'mi bo be'er lachai roi." Where was Yitzhak coming from when he went out to daven? He was coming from be'er lachai roi. What's in be'er lachai roi? So Rashi explains, he went to bring Hagar to his father Avram. Hagar lived in Be'er Lachayroi, so he was going to bring her back so that Avram should reconnect with her. What is this teaching us? What's the purpose of this pasuk? So Yitzhak was bringing Hagar to Avram. What's the goal here? I think the answer is there's a big message. The Torah is saying that to be zocha to the right shidduch, to ask for rachame shemayim, a person needs a schus of chesed for someone else. Yitzhak Avinu was looking for a shidduch for someone else, for his father. After his mother Sarah passed away, he saw Avram was lonely. So he wanted Avram to get a shidduch as well. And he worked hard for someone else's shidduch. That was the rachamim that he needed to be zocha to his own shidduch. Someone who's merachim on someone else, min hashamayim, they're merachim on him. A person who does chesed for someone else receives his own chesed min hashamayim. But it's bedafka if he does chesed in the same area that he needs that chesed. Someone who davens for a chole, so he receives a yeshua as well. Pasuk says in last week's parashah, Hashem pakad as Sarah kasher amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Yeshua to Sarah. Rashi quotes some Chazal that kol mispala chavero hu nana tchila. A person is mispala for someone else, he is answered first. Avram Avinu was mispala for Avimelech and for the Avodim, that they should have a refuah. But Sarah Imeinu was answered before Avimelech was answered, before Avram's tchila was answered. Because Avram davened on behalf of someone else, he davened for a Yeshua for someone else. So he received the Yeshua even before that person received the Yeshua. It's Yesod in life. If a person wants to be zocha to chesed nashamayim, one has to do chesed to other people as well. But the dafka in the area that you're looking for chesed, that midah keneged midah, someone who davens for the shiduchim of someone else, someone who tries to arrange shiduchim on behalf of someone else, that creates a rachamim. It creates a zchus b'shamayim that will enable that individual to receive their own suitable shidduch. These are just two very important points to keep in mind when looking for shidduchim. And the truth is, they're important ideas for life in general, not just for shidduchim. First of all, to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. If we want to be matzliach in anything in life, but especially in shidduchim, we need the siyata d'shamayim. We have to daven for it. And secondly, we have to appreciate that it's not enough just to ask for something. But if we want chesed, if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, we have to do chesed with other people as well. And specifically in the area that we need that chesed. A person wants a shidduch, he has to reach out and try to help other people. And hopefully if he shows the chesed to someone else, then he'll be zocher to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed as well. And he'll find his suitable shidduch. Shabbos.